Your name, age, and occupation?
My name is Nicholas Galzo. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a student at Rutgers University.
Okay, where were you during Tropical Storm Floyd?
I was in my apartment, and then about a day into the tropical storm, I was being evacuated from my apartment because of the flooding of Route 18 up to the window of my apartment.
Where is your apartment?
It is on Dennis Street, which is an extension off of Albany Street, right behind the Hyatt.
So it's in New Brunswick?
Yes, in downtown New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay. What do you consider the initial signs of the storm?
The rain?
Yeah. Okay. That's good. We have a question. How high is your window?
My window's about 4 feet high. It's a pretty high window off the ground. We're on the first floor. The water came up about 2.5 feet. It came right up to, the fire department told us, if it had risen a little higher, it would have gone directly in through the air conditioner vents that we had and flooded our actual apartment. Apartments, whereas all that had really happened was it flooded our lobby, which was lower down.
So none of your stuff was personally flooded?
No, no.
Okay.
But we were evacuated for safety.
Okay, what did you see in New Brunswick?
A lot of the part of New Brunswick I was at, a lot of the deposed peoples were walking out, you know, with all sort of stuff on their back, backpacks. You know, people were putting anything and everything into anything that would hold anything, and the police were bringing them onto like sanitation trucks and stuff like that just to get them out of there. You know, anything that would hold a lot of people, they would drive directly into the flood, load a whole bunch of people and luggage onto, and then bring them back out.
Right. Anything that you saw was that was weird. Besides that, like anything that really remained in your memory that stood out?
I was pretty surprised that. Well, number one, the mayor of New Brunswick was speaking in my speaking on a cell phone in my lobby, which kind of threw me off. But the other thing I was amazed at was the response of how many towns were there. There were fire department, police department from all sorts of towns around, university police from different universities in the area all came by. I even bumped into an FBI officer who was there, who was actually one of the people who actually forced us to evacuate. So I was surprised. It was so unusual to see so many. It was almost like a war zone with so many officials there, you know, walking around. The other odd thing that I found was with all these officials, when you'd walk into like a fast food joint, there'd be guys in jeans and a t-shirt, but with a very large gun on their side, because these are the cops who were just coming off their beat, you know, who didn't have the time to change into uniform, and they're just helping out. Sure, they had a badge hanging from their neck, but, you know, you don't see that from the side, and it was just kind of weird. It sort of felt like, I guess, what a warring country would sort of feel like.
All right, thanks.
Yep. The weird thing is, the night before, my roommates had actually gone out onto the bone-dry street. It was very cold, very windy, and they actually played baseball on this, you know, bone-dry street. And the next morning, we were actually woken up around 3 a.m. by the car alarms going off because the water had risen above their sensors, and there were cars where the water was completely over their hood. So it was like, you know, you wake up, and you see the water pattern, you know, from the light dancing off the water on your windows, and you're like, wow, you know, beachfront property all of a sudden. But it was just so surreal to go to sleep with you know, a dry street outside and to wake up with essentially part of a river there.
Did you and your roommates have any cars that were affected? Or?
Yeah, two of my roommates lost their cars completely. They went completely underwater.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.